If you like to hunt or fish in Michigan, heads up. There's a new fee system that's kicking in on Saturday. It's the first significant hike in hunting and fishing fees in over 15 years. Here to tell us just what's new and what the increase goes towards is Ed Golder of the Michigan DNR. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. So it is the first increase since 1997. Why such a long spell?
Well, I think there was not consensus within the conservation community about how to move forward with potential changes. And really, it took a while to build that consensus. But when we finally did, we really got a lot of people behind this new hunting and fishing license structure. And I want to go back just a little bit, if I could, and mm-hmm. just kind of build the framework for what we're talking about here. You mentioned hunters and anglers at the top of our interview, and that's
right.
absolutely true. This will affect them. But hunting and fishing really does fund conservation in Michigan. So that's the important thing to keep in mind, that even if you're just going in the woods to walk on a beautiful fall day, or you're going out on the big lake to go sailing and never throw a line in the water, this hunting and fishing restructuring will benefit you in that it'll add additional revenues for natural resources management across Michigan. The average taxpayer through general tax dollars pays about half a penny a day for natural resources management. Most of it is done by hunters and anglers and the fees they pay in licenses and the taxes they pay for hunting and fishing equipment. So this really is a great day for everybody in that sense.
And the way the collection fees, I see that somewhere around $20 million a year this new fee structure should generate.
Right. We're thinking about $18 million in the first mm-hmm. full year of implementation. Yep.
And I see broad-based funding. So tell us how that differs from the way it worked before.
Well, what you're referring to there is a new structure on the hunting side. So one of the things that this whole system does is makes the license structure for hunting and fishing in Michigan more simple, fair, and efficient. So before, when we went and looked at the number of licenses we have in Michigan, there were about 227 different types of licenses, mm-hmm. which is kind of a daunting number when you think about it.
Yes.
And we thought, we can make this simpler. And so we got it down to just over 40. In doing that, we looked at the structure of hunting licenses in particular, and one of the things we did was add what's called a base license. Now, this is something that's done in other states. We hadn't done it here, but that base license really provides broad-based funding for natural resources in Michigan, especially wildlife habitat, obviously. Whereas, typically, deer licenses, a portion of that will go to deer habitat.
Okay.
Turkey licenses, a portion will go to turkey habitat. This base license, which also allows you to hunt small game, and it's called a base because you have to buy that in order to get a deer license or a turkey license or a bear license. That base license will go toward all kinds of habitat work across the state.
And that's $11 once a year.
It is.
Give us a sense, without getting into all 42 different fee categories and the licensing options, deer hunting is obviously something that is a major part of being outdoors in
right.
Michigan for many folks.
Right,
so
absolutely.
Give us an idea of what the new deer licenses are going to cost.
Yeah, so first of all, you'll buy that base license, mm-hmm. right? So you'll pay that $11, and then you'll buy a $20 deer license. And before, we had deer licenses for distinct seasons, for the archery season, for the firearm season, for the muzzleloader season. Now, really, that same license will carry you across all those seasons. So that's how it's more simple, fair, and efficient in that sense.
Well, I have to say, it's nice to just discuss this and realize that someday this winter's going to end, and we will be out in the summertime and be on a Michigan lake that isn't frozen. So for people who don't love ice fishing, there will someday be a way to enjoy a pure Michigan again.
That is the hope, isn't it? Yeah, no, I think spring will be here before we know it. We'll be selling fishing licenses. People will be out there in the outdoors again, because this really, those resources really define who we are as Michiganders, I think.
You can see the new license structure. Just go to the DNR website, michigan.gov/DNR, and Ed Golder is with the state DNR. Ed, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.